and Healing on Redshift Radio with Prashula Sirigu, enjoying conversations about life.
Well, hello, it's Prashula Sirigu, the Golden Muse, and today's show is all about how to empower yourself. Well, this is a topic that has come back, you know, on Healthy Healing, but today's guest is somebody who has invented, he's an inventor and somebody who helps you to connect with the power within. And we're going to have the chance to connect with him and his invention and how he helps other people to, it's all about self-healing and self-empowerment. I'm not going to say much more now because more will be revealed in a short while. So I would like to say a warm welcome to, first of all, to Don Cox. My dear Don, welcome back.
Hello, Prashula. It's my pleasure to be with you.
And thank you very much for introducing me to Kobi Zwickler. Hello, Kobi.
Hi. Hi.
Lovely to have you here.
Nice to be here. Thanks very much for inviting me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming, and thank you for your intention to share with the world what you have working, have been working on for the last 25 years. You have dedicated your life to creating something truly powerful. But it's something that, you know, we need to make it sort of easy for people to understand and to reach people's hearts and minds, because it's one thing for people to understand with their mind, but also how they can, you can reach them here. So they connect from that space as well. So you are the inventor of the Empower Disc.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yes. So I always love to go back and a little bit share with our listeners who you are, but, you know, your journey, because everybody's got their own journey and everybody has gone different experiences and steps and realizations and revelations. So if we go back, you know, you take us back to the point that, you know, something meaningful and different or exciting happened in your life.
Well, if you were going to come back with me, let's say 25 years ago, mm-hmm. you'd find me in a clinic working with a physiotherapist, trying to find out basically what I do. Mm-hmm. Because since I was a child, about 2.5, I used to do healing. I used to heal animals, little chickens when I was a little kid. I had a pet chicken that I healed. And I went to this physiotherapist because I thought she had all these different qualifications, not just physiotherapy, cranial osteopathy. A whole wall, like the wall behind you, was full of certificates. So you'd have seen me there with my white coat on, and I had a client coming in, and basically the client was just lying on the treatment couch, and the physio would come in and say, "Look, Kobi," she believed in more about what I was doing than I did, because I'm a very skeptical person. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's skeptical. I believe a lot of it is in your mind, and I think if you believe in something, you can make it happen. So she believed in me more than I believed in myself. So basically, she said, "I'm not going to tell you what's wrong with this girl." She was about 15 years old. "I just want you to do your healing thing. Whatever you do, just do it on this girl." So I don't know if you've ever played with magnets before. Have you ever played with magnets? If you've got two north poles of a magnet together, you can feel like a repelling sensation.
Uh-huh.
So how I used to do healing is I used to feel a kind of repelling sensation, the energy field around a person's body. And where there was a blockage, it would feel like my arm was being pushed away from the area. So just imagine, the body is one north pole of a magnet, my hand's another north pole. When I get to a problem area, it would push my arm up in the air. It was almost like float up in the air. Mm-hmm. And what I would do is I would just focus on that area, and slowly, slowly my hand would come back down and level off. And I would basically go round the body, just leveling off all these little bumps in the energy field. So that's the only way I could describe it in those days.
Yeah, it's clear to me. Hopefully, you know, it's clear,
And then one day, suddenly, the client It was a girl, she was about 15 years old, suddenly started to vibrate. Mm. Her body started to vibrate, her muscles started to spontaneously move. And it was a bit freaky, to be honest. I didn't know what was going on. And I looked at the physio, and the physio looked at me, and I'm thinking, oh, what's going on? She says, don't worry, Kobe. Just carry on what you're doing. Uh-huh. Don't worry. So I carry on, and she, the client actually goes, oh, I can feel some pain. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm making it worse here, making it worse. The client, the physio said, don't worry, just keep going, keep going, keep going. And then suddenly, I go right around, she's moving around for about, I don't know, 12, 14 minutes. Suddenly, just stops completely, as if it was a switch on and a switch off. And then suddenly, the physio says, okay, now try and get up. So she gets up, and all you could hear is like that noise, both feet on the floor. And I'm thinking, and then the mother walks in, the mother of the girl, mm-hmm. She was only like 15, and the mother saw her, stood up, and she starts crying. And the physio's looking at me, and I'm looking at the mother, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? So they tried to explain to me, they said that when this girl was a small baby, basically she was born with one leg growing longer than the other. Okay. And what they did was they put pins in one of the legs to try to balance it out, but it actually reversed it. And basically she was walking around, hopping around for the last 15 years. So she couldn't put both feet on the floor.
Right.
And I was a bit... So she says to me, oh, well, she's been hopping around. I'm thinking, what, are you trying to tell me that her leg's just grown 4 inches? So she says, no, Kobe, she didn't grow 4 inches. I thought, because that would be really ridiculous. No, she said basically what was happening was that she also had a curvature of the spine. And the way it was curved, it was exaggerating the leg length difference. So yes. You can imagine the side with the short leg was being curved upwards, so mm-hmm. It was exaggerating that. And then what happened when she had the treatment, or whatever you want to call what I was doing, mm-hmm. is it basically her spine straightened up. And then
gave her the extra...
Yeah, yeah. Give her a couple of inches or something. And then basically she could just walk. She was walking around, and she was looking at her mother, and mother really started crying, and I'm thinking, oh. And then my head... When I realised what happened, my head went so big, I thought, oh, we've a second coming here, Jesus of Nazareth, the right. My head went really huge. And it was funny, then I had another client the next day, well, my head was really big, and it was just a simple frozen shoulder. It usually takes me between 15 seconds to... you know, half an hour to do something like that, and it didn't work at all on him. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like the universe saying, Kobe, stop it with the big head business, and, you know, it's not you, it's the person.
Do what you're here to serve, you know. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
You do what you're supposed to do, and don't take credit for it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the next client is how all this started with the disc, and basically it was a lady with... muscular dystrophy, which is a muscle wasting disease, and she was like almost like a skeleton when you looked at her. She was very, very nice, but she's all like, imagine just like a skeleton with a few bones, and she was lying on the treatment couch. And again, the lady came in, the physio, she said, just do what you do. And I thought, God, I'm going to get this on film, because after what happened with the girl, I thought, nobody's going to believe me. I need to start filming this stuff. So I bought myself a nice, I want a Sony camera. It's like really ancient now. I set it all up, and I started filming what we were doing. And I did the same thing. I just went round, and suddenly, again, the same thing. In actual fact, this time, the light started to flash, and that was pretty weird. So it was almost like we had... a couple of bursts of energy was affecting the electricity in the room. The lights were flashing. It was quite dramatic.
Wow.
And then this lady with this muscular dystrophy, you could see a muscles in her chest rippling, not just individual muscles. All the muscles in her chest were rippling, her legs were rippling, hands were opening out, fingers stretching, coming back, stretching. The same thing was happening with her feet, all her chest, all the stomach muscles. She was going into this kind of spontaneous, let's hope. I was hoping because the lights were flashing and I used to affect electricity really badly, and I had everything plugged into the mains instead of battery, because batteries just drain when I do what I do. Well, I don't know why, but that's what happened. Anyway, so we started recording all this and we got to the end, and it was a good job we recorded it because it was weird and freaky and all that. But I was kind of used to it, and the physio was pretty used to it by now.
It's amazing that the physio believed, as you said at the beginning, that physio believed in you more than you believed in yourself. But the more, the way I receive it, the more you were using it, the more your power, your healing was activating, and it became bigger and bigger.
Yeah. So basically, I showed that video to a friend of mine who was actually in the Institute of Hypnotherapy and Parapsychology.
Because you studied hypnotherapy.
I studied it, but only far later, not at that time. But he was a hypnotherapist and a parapsychologist, part of the Institute. So I thought, I'll show him this video. He can explain to me what's going on here, because I had no idea. Anyway, showed him this video, and suddenly he starts moving around watching the video. I'm thinking, don't stop pulling my leg. He said, no, Kobe, I don't know what's going on, but I can't stop this. So I'm thinking, is it psychosomatic, because he can see her moving around or whatever? So he said, well, maybe it's psychosomatic. We don't know.
So what does it mean, psychosomatic?
Psychosomatic is if you see something, you believe that that's real, then you're sort of copying it or you're reacting to it physically, right? So to take that element out of it, what we did was we recorded the video, and we did an exhibition at the Armitage Centre, which is in Manchester. And what we did was we got these people to stand with their back to the video so they couldn't see what was going on, to take the sort of auto-suggestion thing out of it.
Right.
And again, people started moving around. Some people had back problems that healed up. Some people's arms. It was just weird. The whole thing was weird. But the most important thing was people were getting healed of problems. I didn't know what the problem was. And we had like 20, 30 people. And we drew, obviously, when you see someone, you're walking past a stand and there's 10, 20 people crowding the stand, you're thinking, what's going on? And then one was joining, and then everybody was moving around. It was really freaky. So, anyway, so we decided, right, we're going to take this on the road. We're going to do the Kobe Road Show in Cyprus.
Right, so from Manchester, then next you went to Cyprus.
Yeah, and the lady that was organising the demos in Cyprus, she came over and she said, well, what are you going to do? So I said, well, I was thinking of showing this video. So she says, what are you going to do with the video? Well, we thought we might sell it and whatever. And she said, don't do that. So so it's sort of like trying to work out, because in Cyprus, at that time, they used to copy everything. And they said, if that does what you say it does, then that would be the worst thing that you could possibly do. You lose control of everything, and people would just be copying.
Wise advice.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we carried on doing some research, and I put the audio track of this video on a separate track, added some Tweety Bird music to it because there was no sound. I thought, try to find out why this was doing what it was doing. And basically, we were playing it to people, and they were moving around. And then one day, and there were audio cassettes in those days, not CDs, somebody gets hold of the audio cassette and is waiting to put it in the cassette player, and suddenly their arm shot up.
Oh, I see.
So that's
how it started.
Yes, that's when we realised there was something on the magnetic tape that was recording whatever it is that I was doing. It was nothing to do with the picture.
Right.
It was the actual something magnetic.
The actual energy coming through
it. Yes, something was doing something. So So then they were thinking, well, what's got a magnetic tape on it? What's got magnetic credit card? So someone had got the Barclay card out, and they said, can you do it to a Barclay card? I'm thinking, well, this is going to be weird. So I'm holding this Barclay card in my hand, thinking, pretend this Barclay card is someone with pain, for example.
Okay.
Right? And you're going to do healing, like I would do, imagining doing healing on someone with a pain. So I put this, I do it, it's about a minute, and then I handed it to someone who hadn't seen what we'd been doing, right? Because it's auto-suggestion, it could have been.
Yes.
So I gave it to them, and their arm shot up. And then I said, well, you've got any problems with your back or something like that? They said, oh, as it happens, I do have a back problem. So I said, well, okay, just think about it. And then they started to do some involuntary movements. And we thought, wow, that would be a fantastic way of selling it without it going all, you know, because it's pretty secure. And we would just, so I got a load of credit cards made and quickly put a label on them, programmed them
all. So that was the next step.
Right. Then from the credit card, we moved on to aluminium, which was a much better way of doing it. And at that time, I didn't understand what I was doing. I didn't understand anything. I just knew that.
Basically, you know, again, from my understanding, that is, okay, basically, you were downloading information or the energy or whatever. You were bringing it, but you couldn't know, you couldn't have known.
Not at that time, I didn't know anything that was doing.
Yeah.
And it took 25 years to work out exactly what it was that I was doing and how to make it consistently work on everybody. At that time in Cyprus, I would say it was only working on 75% of people. The 75% were having dramatic results. The rest were just stood there like thinking, what the hell, is there nothing going on with them? Nothing's happening to me, right? But all the other people were responding. But over the 25 years, I found ways of shortening the process. And literally now it activates within seconds. But it's been a very long, journey.
It has evolved.
Has evolved.
And that brings me to the point, you know, talking about evolved and evolution, that you are one of the evolutionaries, yes? That, you know, recently back in, it was 22nd of September, wasn't it, Dawn, when we went to a brilliant, beautiful gathering. It was the autumn equinox or, you know, some sort of celebration.
That's right. There's just 144 of these evolutionaries in the world, and Kobe is one of them, and Chrysoula is one of them, and myself. And these evolutionaries are really bringing healing and well-being to the world, really making a difference in the world. So it's great to have three of us together in Cheshire here.
It's great to have you, to have you here at the studio of Redshift Radio, and there will be more to come. I'd like to play a song that is your request, Kobe, and it is the one by Michael Jackson, You're Not Alone. Any reason why you like the song?
Because what I discovered doing all this is that we've all got something inside us, which I call the higher self, which I believe is the part of us that's doing all this healing. And I just believe that what I'm doing is allowing people to connect with that part of themselves and tap into that amazing power. And over the years, I've learned how to communicate with that part of myself, and it's helped me on a personal level. And I was dyslexic. I used to stutter. They even wanted to put me in learning difficulties. Now I write books, produce self-help CDs, produce videos. So it's been a fantastic help for me. And I believe that's what's going on. I just believe that you are not alone. Mm-hmm. There is this part of you that can help you. You just need to know it's there and know how to tap into it.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Health and healing on Redshift Radio with Prashula Sirigu. Enjoying conversations about life.
Well, hello, my dear listeners. In case you just tuned in, well, You probably have heard of Dawn Cox. She's based in Cheshire, and she's done so much in terms of helping other people, charities, organizations, and you've seen the program The Secret Millionaire, and Dawn introduced me to today's guest, Kobi Zwilkler. And Kobi is the inventor of the Empower Disc. And we'll be discussing here a little bit about his journey and how he got to the point of, making this happen in the last 25 years. And as you know, probably from your own experience, everything in life evolves. And what makes it more powerful is actually our belief that, what we're doing and how we want to help others. And from the little I've known Kobi, this is what I have received in me, that he's here in this lifetime to help people empower themselves. And since we're here on the Healthy Healing program, also you have heard me talk about, your connection with the source or your higher self, or a connection with, something that it could be God. You can use your own name, whatever, you feels appropriate to you. But Kobi is here to help you connect with that source, that the higher self, as we may call it. And with that connection, you actually facilitate whatever energy flow to help you heal issues on a physical or an emotional level. Basically, you're communicating with your higher self and you're asking for support, you're asking for healing to come through. And for me, it's a way of self-empowerment, bringing the power back to you, in you. So, Kobi, before you were talking about how you got to the point of creating the disc, and you can find out more about Empower Disc on Kobi's website, which is empowerdisc.co.uk. And you can learn more about the history behind and lots of tutorials and videos and lots of testimonials as well. People actually, they have received the treatment through the Empower Disc. And you can see for yourselves, because on the show we cannot cover every single thing, but there's so much information available on his website. So the next thing is, how can the actual disc, Empower Disc, help you, help you, anyone out there? Okay. So that's the question to you now, Kobi.
Okay, so most people have got some kind of physical problem. And the first time, when you've got any kind of physical problem, obviously you're going to go to your doctor, and usually the doctor's going to say to you, okay, take these pills, and they're usually painkillers, until your body heals itself. So at the end of the day, your body is healing itself. And all the doctor does in many cases, some things they actually do an actual intervention, but in many cases it's just a question of controlling symptoms until the body heals itself. Okay, now what happens with the disc is that there's a process where you activate it and you just hold it in a very particular way. Let's say, for example, you've got a back problem, physical pain in your back. All you do is you activate it. Takes about a minute. You focus you're stood up at this time. You focus your attention on the area. So if you've got a lower back, you just literally shift your awareness to your lower back. And then you just literally wait. And it will either activate spontaneously without anything happening, or you just say the word go after about a minute. Then what happens is your body starts to involuntarily move, because if you've got a back problem, often it's because something's not quite in the right place, or the muscles twisted, or the muscles in tension. There's some kind of combination of movements that are required by the body. Now the body knows exactly what those movements need to be. I mean, we don't know it on a conscious level, but the body knows it. So by focusing on the area, you're basically telling your higher self you want it to reset this area to how it should be. And that often triggers this involuntary movement. So that's on the physical side. So let's say you have a different kind of problem in your neck or your shoulder, you literally would just do the same thing. You would focus on that particular area. Again, with pain, the same thing. And if you've got a pain, you could just put the disc on the pain, and it usually helps relieve it quite dramatic.
I have experienced that when I put a disc on my on an area of my body, and then it did help me to. It was really, I didn't feel the pain for a few hours.
Right.
Can I just interject here? Because why Kobe's here is the Empowered Disc actually, well, through my self-healing, like Kobe just described, I self-healed with the disc my very bad back that I had for 6 months in 2015. Didn't know how I was going to get better. And just by using the Empowered Disc from then, I've had no back pain whatsoever. Mm. And
this is liberating. It's truly liberating.
Yeah, liberating. So thank you, Kobe, for all you've done over the last 25 years, bringing the Empowered Disc, you know, to people. And I just want to say that I would love to see every family in the UK and the world own or, you know, possess one of these Empowered Discs, because it's a tool that can heal the world, thanks to Kobe. Okay, over and out from me.
Brilliant. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you. Because at the end of the day, we all, as you said before at the beginning of the show, that people are sceptical.
Yeah.
Okay, people are not always taking things in, because logic kicks in, the ego kicks in, the mind takes over. And I am one of them as I'm speaking now, because I have been involved with, you know, knowing this, but I'm resisting. So I'm speaking to any of you here listening, and you're going to be listening to the show later on the audiocast, that, you know, it's all about the resistance is real, you know, it's part of who we are. But at the same time, it's worth checking out, it's worth seeing,
can
you know, for yourselves as well.
Can I just say, I think, you know, the left brain, we're ruled by the left brain, and we live a lot in our minds, and this is have to open up and really use your imagination and your right brain to open up to this. That's what I did, and now I'm leading a different life because of this, thanks to Kobe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So open the creative right brain to let this in and try.
Brilliant.
Well, we've got basic functions, you know. The disc can be used in on lots of different levels, but the basic functions are, I would say, the pain relief, correcting structural problems, relaxation. It's a great way to relax in a few seconds when you're really stressed out. I mean, that on its own is worth
it's a super
worth
tool,
trying.
Yeah. But equally, it gives you energy. You know, you used it when you did the
Great North Run.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, 2 months ago, I ran 13.2 miles, not much training, but I used the Empowered Disc at the start and said, give me the energy to run 13 miles. And I did. At about 8 miles, I got a little pain in my ankle. So I just used the disc saying, please, you know, remove the pain in my ankle. And it did. And I went on to finish and raise lots of money for charity. So, you know, it's my little friend, this disc is.
Well, it's high time to become my friend too.
Health and Healing on Redshift Radio with Prashula Sirigu, enjoying conversations about life.
How has it been for you? Like, you know, now it's autumn, and I was away for 2 weeks in Greece, and I got back and the beautiful colours came out, you know, autumnal colours. And you got those beautiful orangey and very earthy colours and yellows and a bit of red as well. And, you know, it's all about, you know, I'm just bringing back to the world of evolution. Everything changes in life. And you may have been, you know, feeling sort of stuck somewhere in your life where you know, you always have the same pain coming back, or the same symptom coming back, or the same issue, the same pattern coming back. And there's a point where you said to yourself, well, enough is enough. I really want to change things. I don't want to be in this position anymore. I want to be free. I want to be able to enjoy life. And this is what we're discussing here on Healthy Healing, how you can actually enjoy life. How can you celebrate all the possibilities available that you can have. It's all yours. You can have it. And how can this possible? And this is where, you know, my guest today, Kobe Svickler, is talking about with his invention called the Empower Disc. And there are lots of ways you can use empower disc. And so far we have discussed the actual influence and change you can see on a physical level and how you can heal different symptoms on a physical level, but equally can help you emotionally. So, Kobe, how can the empower disc help people on emotional level?
Okay, so when we've got an emotional issue, it's usually because there is something that's happened to us in the past that keeps coming up, and there's an emotional content to it. So let's say you've had a bad relationship, and every time you think about the person, it triggers the negative emotions related to the actual, all the, you don't get the good stuff, you just get all the bad stuff, don't you? So wouldn't it be great if you could disconnect the emotional aspect of an experience from the experience itself, so you can just look at it as an observer in a rational way. And we've got a very simple technique using the disc that allows you to disconnect the emotional component of any negative experience from the experience itself in your memory. So when you this is how we usually test it. For example, we say to someone, think of something that's happened to you that's really, really bad. Think about it now. Well, how do you feel about it? Oh, really, really bad. And can you get the emotions? Yes, I can get the emotions, right? Then you activate this technique, which literally takes about 3 minutes. And then we ask the same question. How do you feel about it now? And it's really weird because they either start rolling their eyes from side to side as if they're searching for the negative bit of it, of the experience in the head. Like the searching is almost like the searching inside their mind for the negative experience. Or they start laughing because they just can't find it in their brain. So it's almost like they can remember the experience, but there is no negative emotional content.
What I like, hi, it's Dawn Cox here. I've been using the Empower Disc now for about a year, and it's just really enhanced my life. I just wanted to interject there that when Kobe, you know, you're looking at this emotional releasing, Kobe normally asks you on a scale of 1 to 10, at the start, it's 10. And then after you've done this simple releasing with the Empower Disc, he says, how does it feel now? And usually it's around about a 1 or a 2 when you try and get back to that trauma. And, you know, you're just amazed. I just want to explain a little bit about just a couple of weeks ago. It's only a very simple little story. But I've got two children, two daughters. I went out with them and they had an argument. And I could see what the problem was, but they couldn't see it. And afterwards, you know, I really, as a mother, I really wanted to intervene, but mothers do not, you shouldn't intervene. So I got home, I got out my disc, and I used it for emotional releasing. And wow, that trauma, it was upsetting me and making me cry about my two daughters of disagreement. It just went away. And you know, it went away in me. And then just somehow it went away in them too. It was just so silly. But you can just release that's simple little things like that.
Something that we can discuss on a different show, how, you know, the actually what you do on yourself, all the work and all the emotional release you do on yourself, it doesn't affect only you, it affects the people around you. It affects the generation coming after you as well. And this is something that when you decide to invest in yourself, you invest in your children's well-being, in your, you know, people, and also the generation coming afterwards. That's something we can discuss on a different show.
Kobe, I intervene now, but it's just amazing.
It is incredible how useful it is, Dawn, to put this in perspective in terms of anybody who's listening right now, who's going to listen back again, how they can use it in simple ways, as well as, you know, big transformation, big shifts, but, you know, like everyday life that kicks in, you know, different things.
Well, I mean, let's say, for example, you've got a problem sleeping at night, and it's usually because you're just playing with this, almost like a ball of negative stuff that you're playing with every night. Now, if you go to bed with that ball of negative stuff, you're likely to have a dream that's connected to it and wake up even more stressed out. Mm. So just imagine, before you went to bed, if you could just do this, just get rid of the negative emotions from that day, and imagine how much better the sleep is going to be. Wow. And imagine how you would wake up in the morning, what the difference would be. And if you're in a better mood, we all know that if we're in a better mood, we do better at work, we're more healthy. So it all can start from just a small 3-minute thing, can just turn it, snowball.
And also, if I can take it from a small 3-minute thing to an absolutely massive issue in the UK, in every town of the UK. Chrysoula introduced me as the Secret Millionaire, which I did back in 2009. It was October 2009. And one of the charities I helped was... it was street sex workers in Bristol, of where there was 250 street sex workers. But I didn't realise what went on out there. And if you just look at the amount of abuse in men and women, we can heal this abuse by self-healing with the Empower Disc. But this is so big. So anyone listening out there, you know, Chrysoula's introducing this to the world via the radio now. But together, if we unite with people like Kobe that have brought this beautiful self-healing tool to the world, and we can get the authorities and charities to actually accept this beautiful self-healing tool, then we can make such a difference. Yeah. Honestly, we're really blessed by having you, Kobe, and what you've done. So, sorry, Kobe, over to you.
It's brilliant. It's the potential of the disc, of the Empower Disc, is enormous. And you have invested all these years, Kobe, to bring this, you know, like various steps, and then you say now that you can activate it within a few seconds. So it all it takes is actually for people to find out what it is, and also maybe in 2017 there will be open days that you can bring people together. I know you have already, you know, created these possibilities, but there's more to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just, I mean, when somebody, say somebody gets a disc, that they'll be available in 2017. It's not just the disc, it's a whole personal development system. You know, 120 hours of audio programs, manuals, video programs. So all the support that somebody needs, regardless of what they're trying to achieve, it's there. It's all there.
Yes, and for me, it's how we can help young people. Of course, you know, everybody needs help. Everybody, we all need to look at human, you know, people. But how we can help people from a younger age, starting, you know, like teenagers, to, you know, emotional release. We have a number of teenagers with depression, and a number of teenagers, you know, using drugs or not being happy. How can we help them? And when you say that the disc helps release emotions and then bring more balance and health in you, then
back in 1995 we had a major depression in teenagers in Congleton, the town where I come from, and we had 3 suicides and so much, and a charity called Vision started. They are out of control at the moment. They can't get enough people to help them. There's such a vast increase in teenage depression, and it's coming in from an early age, about 9. So if we can get charities like Vision to open up to this type of thing, we can stop all these doctors actually giving antidepressants and intoxicating our teenagers and making them like zombies. You know, we can do it with something that's like a natural healing system, like the disc. We could.
That's how we can end today's show, and then, you know, how we can bring in more healing in our lives, healing in your life. Whatever the stage you are in, whatever age, whatever occupation, and how you can bring more self-healing using something that, if you know that you feel that you can connect with it speaks to you. That's for me, that's important also, to, you know, if that Empower Disc whatever healing system you use actually speaks to you. And I believe that there's so much potential with this.
Yeah, so you've met Kobe today. You can meet him by going onto his website, which is empowerdisc.co.uk. So, you know, experience what I've experienced by meeting Kobe. Go and meet him online. And then eventually in person at one of his open days.
Yes, yes. And we would love to have you back here, Kobe, at some point in the future.
I'd love that.
Yeah, and then also, you know, we can create other possibilities to bring this wonderful message and healing, you know, how to facilitate healing with people's lives through Empower Disc. So thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Chrisula.
Health and Healing on Redshift Radio with Chrisula Sirigu. Enjoying conversations about life.